Happy New Year, muggers! Thanks so much for listening, for joining us in another, what's going to be a sure, very big year for the boys. Just a quick mention here to let you know that this week's episode is actually a re-release of one of our bonus episodes that we do over there on Patreon. Had to make a few edits to cut some stuff out, but if you ever want to hear anything unedited and wild, go over there and subscribe and get the good stuff. Unfortunately, Cameron's having a bit of trouble getting back in across the border from Brisbane. He's failed the IQ test twice now, but, you know, third time's a charm. As long as he doesn't write bints instead of mints, so I've got a good feeling he'll be back in either next week or the week after, and we can get back to delivering the good stuff. In the meantime, enjoy this. This is, like I said, one of our Patreon episodes. We do some of our best work over there. So, you know, if you like it, sign up for $5 or $7.50 or whatever you got lying around. And thanks so much for listening. And we'll see you all soon in full strength. Bye.
Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I going to turn this off or what?
Nah, let it go.
Leave it, Mr. Crowley. We're
recording. Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Don't worry about it, I've got it under control.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all in. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Alrighty.
Patreon.
Jerry's got clap.
The clap. Oh, boys. Good to be back.
Way back here. This is a Patreon. Thanks for paying for this smut.
Yeah, man. Good on you, dudes.
This is a fucking red hot one. We got a lot to get to.
Yeah, you've got...
I've been looking forward to this for some time. Yeah.
How did we go with the last Patreon? Were people liking that one? I feel like...
Loving it.
Really?
Yeah, loving it. It's red hot. They're great apps.
They are, true.
I really like them.
People seem to like just the three of us.
Yeah.
Which is funny because we all hate each other.
It's like, yeah. Hey, I think you guys are great.
Okay.
He's not in our group chat.
Yeah.
I have suspected for some time there was a two-person group chat going on.
Yeah. It's all done via text.
Yeah.
Message. Yeah.
Doug and his fat lol.
That's what the group is called. That'd be so lame. Oh. No, you've got a bit of audio visual for this one, Jerry.
Mate, I've just spent the last 2 weeks.
Which means, if you're paying $5.50, sucked in, you're fucking tight.
$5.
$5?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
They'd probably just have to pay the GST, it's not us charging it.
No, you got to make, over a certain amount to charge GST or whatever.
Anyways.
Do we qualify for that? You guys have accounting degrees?
No. We don't.
No, we do not.
Okay, cool. I'm just checking.
It's 18 grand.
I'm literally running it up the flagpole. I can barely count or read. And you guys are the closest person I know right now in my vicinity.
To someone who can count or read.
Yep.
And he can count and me can read.
Right, you'll be
thanks for trusting us, Braz.
I can't draw.
What do you got here for us, Jerry?
Mate, this is fucking red hot. Okay.
So a bit about backstory on this one, Jerry.
I've been spending the last 2 weeks working with this guy, Hayden. Which is only one letter removed from a Jaden. So
yeah. Should we be using his government name?
Yeah, it's behind a paywall. I reckon it's going to be fine.
Sure.
Guy,
lawyers famously don't have the money to pay for this kind of stuff.
Unless it could be any Hayden.
Yep. Yeah, but looks like there might be corresponding footage.
Nah, he already got in trouble for it, didn't he?
I'm not going to point him out exactly.
But didn't he already get in trouble?
He's already been in trouble.
Yeah,
he's been arrested.
He's had his day in court.
And charged for this.
Yeah, well, there's no double jeopardy we're saying his name.
Double jeopardy. Your Honor. So
I know the law.
I know the law.
Well, that's it. I know the law. So it's and I've got time.
This isn't going to make any sense because that wouldn't have come out yet.
Yeah. Hasn't it? Oh, man. No. We'll give it a week and that one's going to fucking hit you real hard.
Can't wait to watch the downloads drain.
I've been practicing on that one just at home, just talking to myself, trying to get a real good, only the acts, the voice.
You give me yours and I'll give you mine.
Okay, just...
No one's going to know what this is.
It's right. It's an impression. It's an impression of a guest that's coming up.
Yeah. Let's see if they can pick it. Well, that's the thing. Ganondorf is the worst character. And it's you don't... Really? Really? He's the worst character. And that's why I just beat him with him, And I'm on the forums. It's a bit badgering.
That's not bad. I'll give you my one. Yes. Mate, that's the thing is that I have the time and I know the law.
Yeah, I know the law. I know it. That's the thing. I know it.
Yeah, I think we're between both of us is probably the truth. I think you're a bit too badger, and I think I'm a bit too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Cameron?
Yeah. Would you like to have a crack at it?
Nah.
I thought of a good song parody today. What about an MRA guy singing Crazy Town Butterfly? But it, after he's just been furiously fingering you in the wrong spot, he says, "Did you come, come, my lady?"
I don't mind that. I was hanging out with
Dixon. I feel like I've showed up naked here without a song parody. I'm not wearing any clothes at all.
I was hanging out with Dixie and Rowan Dix, former guest Joyride. And he was trying to pitch a, he's like, "I haven't really figured out the gag here, but the character is Judas Lucy. What do we do with it?" And I'm like, "Well, we just do Judas Lucy is just doing Butterfield's act." I mean, really, my dick stinks. And just being like, "We are taking a bath in the family courts." She just does like pro dude stuff. She's a trader to women.
A trans athlete stole my sandwich.
We've got to get rid of them.
I was in the car once with a comic. I won't say his name because this is a pretty crook joke, but very
Stephen
funny.
No. Let's just say Stephen K. It doesn't matter who it is, but that's...
So we're driving along and there was a Judith Lucy poster and it was just like her picture and it said Judith Lucy versus men.
Yep.
And he pointed it out and he goes... "I don't reckon she'd win." Like all of them. Surely they'd tail her up.
That's why I'm just looking around in the cab. The three of us could probably take her.
Stephen Kay said that? That's wild.
Yeah. No, he didn't. He didn't.
Well, the thing is, Cameron, she mustn't take on all men. It's like, I've barely got a Stephen Kay. I actually can't do anyone's voice except for Badgerin.
Yeah, but your Badgerin's so flawless. Well, why even go anywhere else? You've already got... You mastered the fucking craft.
Fuck, I've been chatting to him.
Retire on top.
That's true, yeah. Yep.
Now back to what I was saying.
What do you got here for us, Jerry?
People dig like the stream of consciousness
it's
style.
Good. No, I love it. I do love it. But
this is why people listen to podcasts. Three blokes just chatting, having a laugh in the living room.
This cunt getting big laughs off me all week. Love him, Hayden.
So, what's he on the job site? Labourer, apprentice,
carpenter.
He's a carpenter.
I showed you a picture. Maybe I'll put a picture up. I've never seen worse posture in my life. Okay. He looks like the letter C sitting down. Yeah. We'll put it on the Instagram. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, I took a photo of me doing like a T. I was just going to spell out cunt with him. C-U-N-T.
Well, you just have to get someone like doing a stretch like next to him during smoker and then someone doing another stretch.
It's the perfect, you know how like they cut fucking people. It's crazy. Like he's all the way
around
like
that.
Just staring at his fucking phone like that. Like,
did you have the balls to say that to him?
Nah, man, fuck that. His cunt's crazy. So he was
he's known to go fly off the handle here.
Yeah, tell him what you think and he'll be a fucking C for cop this cunt.
You're $5 away from getting the shit kicked out of you on a job site.
Mate, I'll fucking die for the pod. I don't care. It's fine. It'd be an honourable death for me. He did have a few stockies that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I love
he had a few stockies I really enjoyed. This is my favourite one. He goes, "Can't," like real Australian accent. "Can't look at me like that again. You wake up with fucking dreadlocks."
What's the implication?
He's insinuating he'll knock me out so bad that my hair will grow into dreadlocks. I'll wake up years later and I'll be like, "What's going on? I've got dreadlocks. I had short hair."
Why do I look like one of those twins from the second Matrix?
Maybe that's what happened to fucking Chet Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
It's a stocky, but that's pretty good.
Before I forget, he's a stocky I've been using. I was over at brunch and then I was pouring the waters for the gang at like the table. And then I'm like, "Here you go, gals. A couple of Warragamba slammers." Brought the house down.
That's beautiful. Yeah. The original beverage, as John Cruikshank would say. So this guy, I was working with him. I'm pretty good at just feeling out the stories from like this.
Yep.
You get a gift like this. Heggie met him as well, and we're both just like,
You're hitting him with the Andrew Denton enough rope.
Where it's like, "Yeah, man, just tell me everything." You know? So obviously he's got a few charges on him. the one that I'll show you the clip from.
Like some of his charges ended up on YouTube. That's how good they were.
But even the story of that is like so funny. So he goes, "Yeah, I'm on this fucking nightclub cruise ship or whatever, you know." He goes, "It's like fucking the cunts that were running Dragonfly, they put on a nightclub on a cruise ship. Obviously I'm in there, I'm fucking chopping up with the boys, fucking, you know, snorting pills, coke, everything." He goes,
I'm in the bathroom, this cunt from Campbelltown or wherever. He's sick. We're chopping up. We're doing fucking lines together. You know, sick cunt, you know. He goes, but I think there was a bit of a vibe when we were out there that, you know, it's going to fucking kick off. My mates are fucking hectic. His mates were hectic. There's going to be a fight for sure, you know. And I was like, oh, how far into the cruise ship? He's like, 40, maybe an hour. I'm like, he's already
into it.
It's like fucking like a 10-hour cruise ship and they've already got their size to each other. I'd be like, yeah, it's staunch.
A lot
like,
of posturing.
Yeah, two gangs on the boat.
So anyway, long story short, he starts a fight on the cruise ship and they have to turn the ship around and go back to King Street Wharf to let him and his other cretins out. It spills out onto the street. And but an important point I have to remember, the guy that he met in the bathroom or whatever, he goes, yeah, he was a sick cunt. We were getting along real good, you know. Yeah. And we go, look, it's probably going to fucking kick off here. Look, I'll make you a deal. I won't hit you. You don't hit me. Okay. Yep. He goes, next thing I fucking know, we get off the boat. There's a big fucking fight. He goes, I run off to go hit this cunt. He goes, I thought I tripped. I wake up. My mate goes, you all right? And he goes, yeah. He goes, that cunt there just punched you in the back of the fucking head. I look over. It's the cunt fucking I was doing lines with. So we have some footage. So he goes, yeah. It's such a like rah rah cunt. Like yeah, it's just rah, all rah, goes, rah rah rah. He goes,
man, this is why I never want to leave the job site. Like, where else are you going to find these absolute animals of humans?
Man, I could imagine that. Like, yeah. So we got on this cruise ship, and then, anyways, rah rah rah. We're back at the wharf.
whoa! What's the rah rah rah?
So he goes, yeah, big fucking fight, obviously. He goes, huge fight. He goes, it's on the fucking, you know, weeks go by or whatever. He goes, some cunt fucking filmed it on his camera phone. He goes, sold the footage to Channel 7. He goes, yeah, so they put it on TV and then there's a thing at the bottom saying, if you recognize anyone from this video, please ring the police. He goes, next thing I know, I'm at fucking TAFE. Cops show up at my mum's house. He goes, no, I got arrested. He goes, they said they had 25 people call in and say they recognize me from the video. He goes, it has to be my TAFE teachers. Those cunts hate me. So I'll just play some of the clips from
Please, let's see this animal. All right. Oh, my Lord. Look at the guy in the singlet.
Which one is he, Jerry?
I can't say now. I did show you before, but...
Yeah, I think I can clock him.
Yeah. But it's fucking kicking off, obviously.
Is there any sound on it normally?
I don't know. I thought there was, but maybe not.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. We only watched for a minute, but yeah, big fucking fight and Kings. A lot of shirts off, singlets fucking ripped.
Look at that Secchi in the cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's kind of like. Doesn't look like there's a few good, like there's a couple of good bluers. Like there we go. There's a couple of bluers.
There's a few fucking punches.
I mean, I like that this cunt didn't even take the lollipop out of his mouth. Like he's still pinging.
Yeah.
For anyone who's interested, look at that staunch cunt. For anyone who's interested, it's
Darling Harbour Brawl.
Darling Harbour Brawl on YouTube. He started this.
Yeah.
Himself. One guy. Just a fucking animal.
Doesn't every horrific thing in life starts with one person's actions?
Yeah, I suppose.
It kind of just looks like future music's gotten a bit out.
That's what I mean. It's of its era. Like it's like a very like 07, 08 kind of fucking...
Yeah, I mean that... Just seeing that kind of style really took me back to being like early 20s of like blokes in like skinny jeans, but they're shorts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Of just like a lot of Ray-Bans and no socks. Just feeling like, cunt, don't you come anywhere near my kick on with your fucking shoes off. Just fucking grubs.
Beautiful. He did have one other charge he was telling me about.
Of course he does.
This one is, I think, is quite funny. So he goes, yeah, racked out of my fucking mind and go to the brothel there. I had $2,000 on me. He goes, I was gonna get a girl, but you know, the guy runs the place, he sells me coke. So I was gonna go in there and get some coke. He goes, cops fucking pulled up. He goes, I'll get arrested. He goes, I haven't been drinking. They go, you're off your fucking head. And he goes, the drug test me. I passed the fucking test. I go, fuck that. You're coming back to the fucking thing. He gets arrested. He gets the $2,000. And they're like, why do you have $2,000? And he goes, I was trying to get a fucking root. I'm trying to get a root. And he goes, for one root, you got $2,000? He goes, I was going to get a fucking bunch of roots. Leave me alone, you dogs.
Yeah. Sure. I can't imagine people not spending up to $2,000. That doesn't seem unusual for a knock shop.
Look, I wouldn't know. But
in one transaction.
Is that excessive, Cameron? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Mm.
Yeah. $1,000 at the places
I don't,
you go.
I'd just clean the place. I'm just in there wiping it down.
This cunt does laundry for fucking 13 hours a day.
I'm the
doing the equations on the brothel wall, trying to get.
I'm the bathroom attendant in the brothel.
I'm in
there offering to wipe their dick.
Having a good night, mate.
I'm going to throw a leg over if you're lucky.
Do you want some perfume, mate?
Yeah, you're selling them cigarettes.
Yeah. I always spray ladies' perfume on them so their wives know when they go home.
Ah, you're a good man, Cam.
Yeah,
good man.
Looking
out for the wives.
But if their husbands go, who's going to keep the lights on at the house? They'll be...
Not my problem.
They'll be cooking and cleaning for no one. They won't have anyone to do.
Yeah, would you rather be ignorant in the light or aware in the dark?
Good point.
Did you steal that off Batman? Feels like something you stole off Batman. that's something Batman says to a villain.
Something a man in a spandex suit would have said. Whoever said that was wearing a cape, I just know it.
For sure, yeah.
For kind sure. of cowl.
I actually just made it up, boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the prophet.
Very prolific.
Yeah. But yeah.
The prophet. Duh, homie.
The prophet. Duh, homie. Oh, that's got to be on a shirt. That's got to be on a shirt.
Yeah, how would you draw it? I'm just going to put Cameron's face in a turban.
Ascending to heaven.
The prophet. Duh, homie. Oh, man. We got to rock it in at least. Thank Christ, this is a paywall. Bro, was I telling you, like...
This is where we do our best work, I reckon.
I've been going out and, like, you know, I'm out there meeting the women.
You're out there, you're keeping it moving.
Yeah, mate. Like the shark I am, you know, mate. Have to do things my own way, mate.
Yeah.
Super tramp. Goodbye, stranger. That's how I'm living my life. Keeps me in my youth. So I've just been joking around that I can't read when people are I went on a date and chick, we bonded to a friends, and they're like, where'd you guys meet? And I was like, what's a funny story? And a lot of people think that love can come from night classes at Metabank TAFE, but I do adult reading classes, and then she here is, she's like the tutor, and she's been teaching me to read, and I've been teaching her how not to be racist to First Nations people. So can you believe that? But I've been saying it so much now that I'm getting sponsored ads on my Instagram being like adult literacy classes.
Fuck.
So they're really listening.
They listen to you fucking...
Oh, yeah. Like, they're listening to me just like yuck it up at brunch.
Let me ask you this, because I've thought about this long. You know how you Google shoe or whatever, and you get 4,000 fucking ads for shoes. All the fucking porn I watch, the only ad I got, MILFs in your area.
Yeah.
What are they doing with the information?
That's a good question.
They're doing something. Yeah. For sure, they're doing something.
You famously have to look at the porn that you like on the dark web, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. There's some dark MILFs on there.
Man. Seeing how this is behind a Patreon, because I'm writing the script for the Pussy Store. Because obviously there's like one grumpy gyno played by Jerry.
Thank you.
Who he gets the bad pussies, obviously. And there's the angel that is...
I thought I was going to be the handsome one.
No, I'm the handsome one now, because I'm more likable and affable.
Thanks, Chris Horse.
So I've got a great line where my character's like, you know, I volunteer at the children's hospital on the weekend, and tell you what, it warms my heart to see all those brave and adorable little pussies. Like a gyno would go there at a children's hospital to do gyno work.
That's fucking...
Bro, come around to like the notes I've got on it. It's got a fuck... It's a ripper, man.
You're really going to fucking...
It's so fucking... I've been watching Becker all day.
Fuck.
You're really going to flex your can't cancel me superpower, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's like... the kind of vibe we want is like two guys who've never even... know what a gyno really does and still kind of calls everyone a gyno, like, you know, like one character's got a gyno coach to help him with his he's got a bit of a slice in his insert.
A what?
Like, you know, like someone has a slice in their back swing in golf, like,
oh,
so this
yeah,
gyno
right.
has like private gyno lessons just to see if he can correct the slice in his insert. Dude, we're actually getting cancelled off this one.
Oh, rip, Yaz, rip.
At least you're going down funny.
Yeah, dude. It's that short-lived TV career I had. It's down the gurgle.
Nice.
Yeah, the people at SBS are like, so what's your, like, you know, background? I'm like, oh, just, you know, do landscaping, bit of fucking TV work. And it's like, they're like, oh, okay. It's like, I definitely don't do a podcast. I'm not trying to get Shane Gillis at the feed now.
Yeah.
I don't know, do a podcast where I say retard every time.
Maybe that wasn't it. We had a pretty funny comment on the Patreon, which I quite enjoyed.
Really?
It made me very self-conscious, but is because the last one, I was sitting there next to you, Cameron, and someone commented on the video, "Wash your feet, Jerry, you fucking animal."
Yeah, you never want to do them barefoot.
And now the fucking, every time I was like, I've tiles, I'm sorry, okay? I walk around barefoot, they get black.
Man, I definitely noticed that. Like, yeah. I'm still fucking fretting over Taunton calling my house the ski lodge. Like, it still kind of irks me.
Yeah, he's got one up on you for sure for that.
Oh, for sure, but... Yeah. Oh.
Happy New Year from our sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in below-the-waist grooming, offering precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. It's here to help you clean your balls in the new year and ring in the new year with the right tools for the job. I just want to say what a fantastic product the Lawnmower 3.0 has been for me. It's never been cleaner down there. And, you know, I'm using it on my shoulders, my back, all the gross fucking areas where... hair is popping up. It sucks. But thanks to Manscaped, no longer a problem. I've been trimming my nose hairs. I've been doing it all. And I can't recommend it highly enough. I know over here at Mug Off HQ, we can't believe that we ever lived without this. It's the best shaver I've ever owned. So I'd just say that Make Manscaped is here to make your New Year's resolution one you'll actually want to keep, you know, with the perfect package 3.0. Below the waist grooving package, you need to start off the year strong. Come out of quarantine with clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0, and the waterproof added skin-safe trimmer will reduce the nicks to your two best friends. The third generation trimmer has even a light to shine on at night, so if you get scared and you're doing it under the doona, you don't have to worry about cutting your dick off. So it's going to be a promising 2021, if you ask me. It's about time you freshen up down there for the new year. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Dear Lord, where has this been my whole life? The amount of chafe I've had to deal with is unfathomable. But not anymore. Thanks to their ball deodorant and moisturizer, I'm loving it. I'm putting it in my armpits. I'm going crazy with it. Anywhere that stinks, I chuck this shit on. And, you know, then I'm getting all the smooches from town, the legend of Petersham. Everyone's happy to see me. No more crab walking down the street from chafe, thank God. So, yeah, I would say start off the new year fresh, guys, for, you know, with your nice, clean testes, thanks to Manscaped. Manscaped have even thrown in their shed travel bag to keep your goodies stored comfortably. Speaking of comfort, the Manscaping anti-chafing boxer briefs are also introduced, so they're going to bring the underwear game to the next level. Now, if you're like me and you've been getting by on $4 Kmart undies, so good to see the back of those cunts and actually get some proper undies down there that aren't going to strangle you and cause you problems from whatever they're made of, some horrible, horrible material over in a country where someone was 2 years old making them, you know, get rid of them. Get some of these Manscaped undies. That's where the action's at, if you ask me. So with that, I'd get them on, you know. Bring sexy back to 2021 and get 20% off and free shipping with the code MUGOFF at manscaped.com. That's MUGOFF, all capitals, all lowercase, at manscaped.com. Even if there's a code in there, delete it. Delete it. You know, type in MUGOFF, let them know that you got sent there by the big three. And your balls will thank you. So that's to get 20% off and free shipping. Use the code MUGOFF. That's 20% off and free shipping from Manscaped with the code MUGOFF. New year, new balls, new you. All right, let's get back to the show. I heard some fucking red hot.
Yeah, bro. Late on me, brother.
Oh, I think it's
yeah.
Too yeah, late. Right. It's
too
fine.
Late.
Yeah, it's fine. You know the SAS show or whatever?
Fuck yeah.
You know how Merrick's on it?
Yeah.
This is like whatever because it's in the show. But yeah. Fucking... So he like begged to get on that show. Apparently it was like, oh, put me in there. I think he'd been training when he heard about it, you know, or whatever. Which is like, fair enough. You got to hustle. You respect the game. But there's like someone showed me this clip from, I don't know if it made it to air or whatever, but it's one of the instructors is talking to him, the SAS guy or whatever, and he goes, "You're a comedian. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, you're the most serious guy I've ever met. You do comedy? And he goes, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I was watching an episode, like, because that one where that chick from the AFL got into a fight with the Honey Badger. Did you see that?
No.
They were like, so it was like, they got all the contestants to be in a circle, and then they would like, the challenge was like, they pick someone and they've got to call out someone to have like a boxing fight with.
Yeah.
So they have this like women's AFL player, and then she just like walks out there and she's like, yeah, Honey Badger. So then,
was he the biggest guy there?
Yeah, it was like, I mean, yeah, like he's one of like three other like professional athletes.
The rugby union player.
I mean, he's a fucking monster. Yeah, that guy's
like
huge.
He's like taller than her, like, and then he's just like, uh-oh.
Dude was a fucking prop, wasn't he?
Nah, he's a winger, but he's a big boy. And then he's just like, you know, flogging her kind of thing. But then, so we were like, we were wanting, like, it was like, you know, it was something you want to see. Like, no, you don't want to see, but it's like someone who consumes pop culture, you don't want to miss it.
Is he talking shit? Going, yeah.
Not at all.
The jab?
No, no, no. The guy, you could hear a lot of sorrows. Sorry. But before that, the first person was like some cunt from retired AFL cunt. And they're like, now you get to pick who you want to fight. And before the guy at the SAS guy could even finish that sentence, he goes, Merrick. Yeah, Shane Warne's son's on there, Jackson, getting a bit of a run.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
See that, Jerry? Now we're talking about TV.
I don't know. I don't watch TV. You watch it for me, and then you tell me what's going on. I like that arrangement.
I've been doing some fucking deep dives, brother. Like, talking about Merrick Watts.
Mm.
I've been going in on the American Russo show. It's fucking, there's so much blackface.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I thought I'd saw it all when there was like a 7-minute blackface bit that Merrick came out, you know, he's saying Jumanji, it's horrific. he brings a goat. At some point, a goat comes out on stage. He's like just like strangling a goat to go and get it on stage for this gag. So I'm just like, that's crazy. And then 3 episodes later, they're doing a sketch called Lethal Merrick. And it's like, Merrick, what's his potential? Like, he's supposed to be Mel Gibson. And then every time they cut to Rosso, he's like Rosso, but instead of having his face black or even just a moustache, he's got this like paper mache, horrifically racist, like wide-eyed, big red lips,
yeah,
like paper mache mask that he wears, and he just like the camera just zooms in, and he's like, "I'm too old for this," and it's like, "Holy hell, like, where did you even find this prop?"
Plus, why, you know, Rosso doesn't have to do that. They can get someone else to, like, he's under a paper mache, but they could just be like, "Put someone else there, man. I'm like, let me play the chief." Can I not be in a paper mache blackface mask? Yeah.
Can I be fucking? Is it Joey Pants in that one? No, he's in Bad Boys.
That's Bad Boy, yeah.
Fucking keep him here. Pesci.
Oh, yeah. He is in that.
Yeah.
Oh, Pesci rules, man.
Yeah, Pesci does rule.
So funny. Oh.
Speaking of TV, I've thought of a what do you reckon about this for a pitch idea?
Yeah, lay it on me, brother. I love to hear this.
It's a reality show, The Confirmed Bachelor.
You know what? I'm mad. I didn't even think of it.
That's pretty good.
And what's like? So now sell the show to. I'm loving it.
So what it is, right? It's like The Bachelor normally.
Yeah.
But then it's just a bunch of the guys from the bowls club near my house just going, he doesn't like any of those girls.
Now, are they talking shit in earshot of him as he
I reckon
as he continuously goes,
he's just gonna keep being like, so wait, what do you do
you're
for
telling
work
me, you're telling me that cunt likes girls, ironed his shirt. Nah, I'm not having it. Confirmed bachelor.
Fuck.
They should set up like a little fucking bar for them to sit at and everything.
Yeah, the table of knowledge. They just sit there and go, nah, he's a confirmed bachelor, that one.
Man, we should post that clip of that old footy show clip of when they're doing the segment going gone. And they ask about
that's made me laugh quite a lot.
I've watched it like all week. Like, I've literally woken up most days this morning howling. Just like, I wake up and watch it straight away.
I like to be waking up in night terrors thinking about funny stuff.
Is that in the chat? We can play it.
Yeah, well, I think.
Is it clips?
It's not in clips. I think that one is just like, I posted it just for a laugh. But it's like...
leave it with me.
Do you want to... are you just going to play it? Or should I set it up a bit?
Set it up, but just give me time to find it.
Yeah. So just like, it's the segment going, gone. It's like a bit of a jeopardy. If anyone hasn't really seen the footage show, I don't know why you'd listen to this and not know what happens in the footage show.
Yeah. The Venn diagram of that is just...
I think you're safe.
Yeah. And then, like, fucking Fatty's got a question.
Ugh. Alive or Gone?
Alive or Gone is the question, yeah. And then it's like, I guess like a gay singer from the band called the Bronski Beat, maybe?
Come on.
It's like, let me get my phone. I can just send it to you. It's like...
Yeah, do that.
It's in your recent history.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to the listeners, Cameron.
Yeah, Doug, and fill in. For
I would love for, I would love for this this chat to be made visible on the... luckily, that's not going to come through.
Nah.
Yeah.
Might be... I've been getting some messages saying that we're close to being cancelled.
Who said that?
Oh, just people listening to the pod.
They sound like they're white and they're on stolen land.
Who said that?
Doesn't matter.
Fucking cowards.
But she was laughing quite a lot, but I was like, you can't cancel us. We got Yaz.
Yeah. The shield, baby.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Also, what are you going to fucking take from me? My job at the supermarket?
Yeah, that's Rosso underneath that helmet.
That is... Oh.
Find the...
Yeah,
the
sorry. I got ADD.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to think you do.
I definitely do. All right, let me just send that to you, Jerry. Sweet. I'll put it in clips, huh?
Yes, please.
Yeah, they pay for this.
On-air admin. Oh, what about this? Before we play this...
Still sending.
It does coincide with this, but before we play it, I've had an idea, right?
Yeah.
That my sister, she was supposed to be getting married next year. Coronavirus and stuff. She's had to cancel.
Shout outs, Brooke, mind you.
Yeah, Brooke, fucking good. I don't think she listens to this, but she's had to cancel the wedding, right? So she's told me they're just gonna like sign the forms at the courthouse or whatever, just in front of family, blah blah blah. And she tells me, I watched this clip the other day. Of a guy who married his not married but you know was the celebrant at the courthouse. This guy has gone and done the course specifically to be able to marry his sister and her partner. She sent this to me and I was like, okay, fucking.
What are you angling for?
I know what you're fucking getting at. I'll look into it. And she's like, no. I wasn't looking into that. And I was like, fuck, looked at, but then thought maybe it is worth doing just so that I can gay marry you two.
Oh, that'd be so sweet. And then gay married by our best friend.
And then also just beard down the pub and gay marrying blokes against their will. Like, I'm going to get arrested for gay marrying blokes
He thinks it's like you can just point at them.
Yeah, like I just go up to two blokes sitting at a table. I'm like, hey, what's going on, mate? Talking to your husband, are you? And then he goes, yeah, very funny. Cunt's actually not my husband. And then I go, well, by the power invested in me. By Sarita Russo, job institute. I now pronounce you horses.
So we'll play this clip from the
So this is going gone.
This is just so fucking
hello everyone.
Hello everyone.
Gone.
Now lead singer of the Bronski Beat and a big horse's hoof. Jimmy Somerville.
Jimmy is a horse's.
Yeah, he's alive. He's alive.
Oh man, the Jimmy is a horse's gets me.
Man, Matty Johns is loving
that. Man, he fucking... That's back when he was kind of like pretty fresh-faced. So he's like, man, we can say that?
Yeah.
Like that's him laughing, being like, oh, I can get it like... You know,
I'm gonna have a good time here.
Yeah, he's like, man,
I love that Fatty has said a big horse's hoof.
Man, it's I know.
Like, it's like, it's so old school.
Yeah.
I just love just Chief Harrigan just being like, Jimmy is a horse's? Yes. Like, but he is alive.
Man, that was considered being PC back then.
Yeah, yeah. Chief fucking doused the flames there.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't even say the rhyming bit.
Well, I was, I've been chatting to Mug Crab Jones, just talking, swapping footage show stories, as you do.
On your Mud Crab.
Shout out to Mud Crab.
When he sends you a best of DVD, well, you send him one.
I send him that, just being like, have a go at this, man. And he's like, ah, yes. The old wondering if the 80s pop star that was gay died of AIDS gag. It was a classic bit back then.
What I found hilarious, Jerry, we've been talking about that clip for all week, and you only just revealed to us that you didn't know what
I didn't know what it meant. Yeah. Yep.
We have said it so many times on this pod. And
I just thought you was a weird cunt to talk to about horses. I never put it together. And even though you told me a full story where you called, you're like, oh, Chris Horse and the Hoofs. And I was like, yeah, I suppose his last name's Horse. It makes sense. Like, what are they, like Chris's little buddies or whatever? Like, just never put it together.
Like that and the, like you not being able to count to 69. It's like, you really are showing the punches to the head.
I reckon I got 20 left.
Like, come in, you're going to be, it's going to be 15, you know, in a couple of episodes, you're going to be, yeah, but Stephen K. Amos is a horses. Because you're going to be fucking punch drunk fucking Pete
Harrigan. Well, that'll be my I'll leave him alone, you know, because yep. I'll just get punched into fucking retardism yeah. or whatever, and they'll just be like, oh, you know, leave him alone, fuck it.
Yeah.
That'll be my Tim Ferguson, you know. Leave yep. him alone.
Ferguson. You're Dennis Ferguson.
I can't wait till I see you rock around with your fucking singlet tucked yeah. into your trousers.
Going nuts at the yeah. media.
Yeah,
in Costa Rica getting like run out of the town with pitchforks.
I am living in Costa Rica.
Like yeah. your brain wouldn't work properly that a current affair is going to rush your property and you'll have the hose in your hand, mm. but you won't even think to spray him with it. You'll just start trying to hit him with it.
Yeah, spraying his own dick.
Well, if I'm at your house and I try and pull the hose, it's a meter long. I'm not going to get very far.
You're better off just carrying it in your mouth and spitting it. Sorry, Mum.
You were saying you've been catching a few trains.
Oh, man, myself and the always affable Charlie McCann went down to Thirroul to see my brother for his birthday. Shout out to Tan Char down there in sunny Thirroul. So McCann comes and... you know, it's a lovely time. Very wholesome. We go bowling. You know, my brother's, you know, pretty adult. He's having a kid. So it's like not much time for horsing around. Like, myself and Charlie, before we're getting on the train, doing a bit of horsing around in his living room. Mm. And then, but on the way back.
Did a bit of uni work in the living room.
Did a bit of studying before. I did a lot of cramming because I knew there was an hour and a 45-minute train ride ahead of me.
Yeah, right.
Got to do some studying for that. Apparently, like on the way up there, I was like, we got past Waterfall and it's like two stops to Thirroul. And I'm like, I'm just going to have a little nap. Didn't wake up till Thirroul. Like, it's like an hour of the trip. I was just like, I wake up. Charlie's like saying goodbye to some bloke on the other side of the platform, like the train. Like, I'm like, who's that guy? He's like, oh, he was just like, I went to take a piss and I came back and he was just sleeping like on the other side of where you were sleeping. And then I was reading and then he just wakes up and goes like, what are you reading? Charlie's like, oh, it's like, you know, I can't remember what he was reading. The guy was like, yeah. Don't really read much myself. Like, why do you even ask? Oh, this is the kind of cretins we're dealing with. This South Coast scum. Taunton's people. But then on the way down, like we get to, you know, we're leaving Thirroul. We say goodbye to my brother, rah, rah, rah. On the train down, get down to, you know, leave Thirroul. Next stop is Helensburg. Couple of fucking larrikin children. Probably about, I want to say like 16, 17.
Eshe?
Eshe enough, but not like South Coast Eshe. So they still had like the Rip Curl shirts, but they're also rocking the tans. So it's like, it's a bit of a...
That's a disgusting look.
I was just like, I don't know where we are. Yeah. These kids. So they come like, literally come like rolling in to the fucking train. And then me and Chai are like, here we go, look out. And then they're like fucking, one kid's like, you're fucking drunk. Like you're fucking wasted. The other guy's like, I only had 6 standos of Fireball. It's like... I think maybe like 1 o'clock, we're trying to get the train back. And then like one kid like stumbles and almost bumps into me. And he's like, oh, sorry, boys. Just had 6 standos of fucking Fireball. I'm fucking drunk. And then the other cunt's talking about like...
So shots.
Yeah, I don't know. Like 6 standard drinks, I guess.
What a fuck.
And then...
Like a VB's 1.3.
Yeah, I think a shot's 1. It depends on the liquor.
I don't think they even knew what they were talking about. They just drank like a hip flask of Fireball. And they're both these cunts...
Man, lit as fuck.
25 kilos soaking wet, both these cunts together on the scale. So it's like just a sniff of that would probably get them wasted.
Yeah.
And then like this cunt's just right in his mouth the whole time saying that one cunt's not getting roots. The other cunt's like hasn't even smoked crack. Like, they're just like just the beautiful South Coast
boys. That is a big sledge when you're 16. This guy's not getting any roots.
So yeah. It's, Charlie's hearing all this just like giving me the tap being like, these guys are fucking hilarious. And he's like, so he's like, hey, you guys listen to podcasts? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, you should listen to this guy's podcast. Like, points to me. I'm just like, oh, don't you dare. And they're like, you got a podcast? I was like, yeah. So I'm putting like the podcast in their Spotify. It's like, I'm definitely going to listen to it. And they're like, what are you boys doing? Like, oh, we're going out. He's like, yeah, we're going to go to Engadine and have a bit of a sesh. It's like, our mate's got a sesh going for us. And then it's like, yeah, rah, rah, rah. And then this one cunt's talking about getting, he's like, you know, I've got a missus. And it's like, you haven't got a missus? Like, yeah, I was with fucking Erin last week. She was fucking jerking me off. We're taking selfies. You didn't see it? It's like, really? It's like, yeah, cuz. Like, just talking shit. I love these boys. And then, like, mid-rant, one just clocks Charlie's TNs. Like, Charlie's in a pair of TNs. And he's like, bro, sick TNs. And Charlie's like, oh, thanks. And then the other guy's like, you wouldn't kiss the TNs. And he's like, Yeah, I fucking would. And then Charlie's like, oh no, you don't have to. Yeah, you know, classic McCann, like, oh no, you don't have to. You don't have to kiss them in. It's totally fine. The guy's like, I'm gonna do it. He's like on his knees, and Charlie's just like, oh, I mean, this is unnecessary. You don't even have to do this. And the guy's like, I'm gonna do it, and just plants a kiss on the cunt's Charlie's hands, and then they just like get off at Waterfall and never see him again.
Fuck, that's like some King shit. Like, yeah. Kiss my shoe.
Yeah. And this kid,
but to offer it up yourself, like, it's normally such a mark of disrespect.
Yeah. Kissing a shoe.
His dad's a cop.
Oh, there we go.
And so, like, in Helensburg, I was like, that is beautiful.
Yeah, like, I mean, makes a lot more sense.
Would you like to kiss my dirty feet, Cameron?
No, absolutely
appropriate,
not.
Appropriate response.
Man, was I telling you about how
the viewers don't even want to see him, mate.
I think I might have told that before. That might have been on the fucking...
Wow.
The old sleep, the snooze fest we did a couple of at the start of this week.
Oh, God.
Was I talking about being a feeder?
You were talking as your idea. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's good money, apparently.
There's another good riff destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to have that in an episode. I know 7 people are going to listen. Man, I don't know if you've been sleeping all day. I love the cunt.
We got 5 more minutes left. Let's just push on. Get a rocket.
I really stretched that one out, so you boys can.
That was great. What's going on with you, Cameron?
I've told you a couple of red hot ones already.
Yeah,
that's true.
I thought of this.
Bachelor, that was fucking red. Yeah,
I thought of this. Right, what about this? You're big talking about blackface. What about this? A black flip. It's where you're on a jet ski, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do a backflip. You're white. You land in blackface.
Fuck. It's a high difficulty on that bar, but if you just stick the landing,
yeah,
you nearly have to go.
You could save blackface.
You nearly have to be black going white, like, and then mid flip rip the white off and land black. Mm. How else would you black your face up?
I reckon you're not like you're white.
Or you think this is what happens in nature when someone
depends.
Flips?
I was like, just what are you on a jet ski? What kind of body of water? You could be in tar.
Well, I'm thinking like it's the dolphin show at SeaWorld.
Mm. Yep.
So there's a lot of ramps.
I think they should blackface a couple of those dolphins to really bring back the crowds. It's like just some old like, hey, producer, just like hit the next job. Yeah. I'm down on my luck. All I get to do is I got to like
stage direct the dolphin show.
That
it actually wouldn't be a bad idea if they blackface the dolphins. Then it'd be like, man, it's the 90s at SeaWorld. So we've got a good 15, 20 years
before people
start getting upset about us having a big fish in the tank.
We've got 20 years before a whale's going to bite the fucking leg off someone.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 20 years before they care.
Oh, yeah.
Blackfishing is like when, like, yeah, white women get, like, kind of try to pass as black. Have you seen, like, Rita Ora and, like, Ariana Grande?
Oh, wait.
Do you know what race Rita Ora is?
No.
She's, like, Eastern European.
Really?
Yeah, that's her background.
Is this like Rachel Dolezal?
Can I get in on this?
No. Oh, you can because you grew up in a caravan. You probably.
That'd
probably
be funny if it,
you're
funny
passable
scene.
More so.
Yeah, that's what
fuck. Actually, I know it's behind a paywall and we don't usually do ads on this one, but fucking black.
No, save that for the other one because I want to do a proper one.
Ah, yeah, okay. Sweet. But fucking, just what a sick cunt.
You can talk about, like, you can mention it, but we'll do a proper ad for him.
Yeah. We'll just, like, if you need any fucking stuff shot, hit up BlackRock Media.
Brendan was going, he goes, man, you grew up black as fuck in a caravan. Because we've got, like, caravan stories. We're like, do you remember this? He's like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
it'd be so funny to see you in blackface, Jerry, and you still get sunburned.
If anyone could pull it off, I could. Why sunburn now? I was in the sun for 20.
Sunscreen after his blackface. You know, it gets in harder.
Fuck, that's a rocket, I reckon. Yeah. That's confirmed.
Fuck.
Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Tell your mates about this so we can fucking stop having to go to work.
Yeah, Jerry's got to get to Costa Rica.
Any of your dick lickers got anything to plug?
Nah.
On here? Nah. I'm at the... No, it'll come out Thursday.
Yeah, it's hard to plug gigs, huh? When we do it like 2 weeks before.
It's a week before. Oh, yeah. But yeah, dude. Who cares? Whatever.
I hate that.
I'm just doing something fun.
Yeah, but there's no editing. Oh, stop it, please. Everyone's going to fucking...
I'm doing... what's that? Silence of the Lambs, but...
Hello, Clarice.
I had every 5 of these. I got nothing.
Most unbelievable part of that is you would eat a vegetable.
I just got a salad spinner.
Mm.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And I'm spinning them.
that's to be crazy because you're normally tossing it.
I mean, credit where credit's due. What can you do? I walked right into that one.
And dug in on top for the win. Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening.
It's going to be 2 more weeks before I can get one back on this cunt. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
I just got knocked out.
Hey, congrats if you're in Melbourne too. Fucking enjoy that outside time.
Yeah, yeah, get out there.
Get down the pub, get fucking ratchet, and get thrown out.
And don't waste this extra 2 minutes you guys get in that commute. Like, really make use of that 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You fucking tree lopping down dogs.
Well, where's
your woke mates now?
Thanks for listening.
Cowards.
Bye.
Around, come through and dig the sound on the fly brown 6060 cycle. Who throws a dick around? Bound to go 3-plat. Came to destroy rap. It's an intricate plot of a b-boy strap. Fem stack cats get kidnapped. Then release a statement to the press. Let the rest know who did that. Metal fist terrorist claim responsibility. Broken household name usually set in hostility. What is MF? You silly. I like to take men's to the end for 2 milli. That's an audio daily double. Rappers need to fall off just to save me the trouble. Yo, watch your own back. Came in and go out alone, black. Stay in the zone, turn H2O to cognac. On doomsday, ever since the womb till I'm back where my brother went. That's what my tumor say.
Right above this is the mug off, baby.